Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I ordered, well, I didn't order it. I got a text a while back saying that I got a free watch and all I had to pay was the shipping. So I thought, okay, I'll pay the shipping. And I got the watch, okay, but the web, they had me download an app. And the app doesn't work. It keeps telling me it's got a bug that I have to wait for an update or something in order to get this thing to work. And just a few days ago, you guys charged me $54 for something. And I have no idea what that was for, but I want that taken back off my charges.
Yes, ma'am. So I'd be happy to assist you in regards to your concerns today. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
480-32-3108.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
My name is Terry Decker.
Decker, or for the last name?
Decker, like Black and Decker Tools.
Okay. And spell the first name, please.
Mm-hmm. Terry, T-E-R-R-I.
All right. Thank you for the information. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you so much for patiently holding. So I was unable to locate any accounts with the information provided. Do you possibly know the last four digits of the credit or debit card that was used?
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
I can actually, where is that camera? I actually have my order confirmation number, if that would help.
Yes, that would help. A lot, actually. May I have the order number, please?
Yeah, 6785-16280.
All right. Thank you for that information. Just a moment.
That order was placed on January 29th.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still trying to locate your information, just a few more minutes, and I thank you for that as well.
No problem.
Thank you for patiently holding, ma'am. So I did check with the order number provided. I also did check with the, again, with your first, last name, zip code, things of that nature. But I was still unable to locate any accounts or charges. Now, typically with the last four digits, of course, that is how we would be able to issue any charges. And with that, you know, information, if we're not able to locate an account, that would mean that you don't have an account with us, unfortunately.
Okay, the last four digits are 6756.
Just a second. All right, thank you for patiently holding, ma'am. So I did check again with the last four digits you provided to see if I could locate any information, and it's still not showing anything within the system at this time. If I may ask, do you know how much the charge was for?
Okay, well, I was supposed to pay only the shipping charge to get this watch, and that was $7.95. That's fine. But the watch doesn't work. I can't use it. I'm wondering how, I mean, it's useless to me because this app doesn't work. It says it has a bug. And then on Wednesday, you charged me $54.95, and I have no idea what that's for.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Just this past Wednesday.
So I did check. The reason I was asking how much the charge was for, because I did check through some of our services that we provide, and if you did receive, of course, the charge from us, it actually would have been more than that amount. So what I would advise at this time would be, you know, I understand your, you know, institution may have provided the number, and we do get a lot of times where customers call and don't have an account, which is one of those instances. Just let them know you called the number provided on the statement. We don't have an account shown, and they will be able to further investigate for you to find the correct merchant who can assist you with those charges. But we don't have any accounts or any charges for you within the system at this time.
Well, this is the phone number that is on the package that the watch came in.
Right. Yes, ma'am. And I definitely understand that, but we are not able to find an account. So it would be best to, you know, speak with your financial institution to find the merchant regarding those charges. It should have a number on the statement.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.